We're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is a motion to amend Directive 68 to include additional information in quarterly status reports to the commission. This is a memorandum from Commissioner Cooksey that was held over from the last open meeting. Thank you, Commissioner Cooksey, for your willingness to hold that meeting, your item over from the last one. So if you would, I'm going to turn this over to Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this proposal and to make a brief presentation, just summarizing, the substance of it. As you said, the issue is more fully laid out in the memorandum that I circulated to all my colleagues and that has been made part of the agenda. I hope people who are interested will take the time to read it more fully. But Directive 68, I think, as everyone knows, is the brainchild of our colleague, Commissioner Walter. It's a policy that, in essence, tries to keep the commission and, more importantly, the commissioners accountable for our workload and doing the work of the agency. One of the things it requires is quarterly status of enforcement reports. So these are reports compiled by our very capable attorneys of the Office of General Counsel, and they track how the commission is performing on its workload, and they track the status of the various enforcement matters in the building. It's essentially our quarterly report card. So for example, the status of enforcement reports give the commission a list of all the pending matters that we have, including those that are imperiled by the statute of limitations, for example. There's another list of matters that have been pending before the commissioners for over 12 months without a vote. There's another list of tracking matters that we've moved along further along in the enforcement process and where they are. They provide a lot of useful statistics for us about our caseload, about how we're managing that caseload, how we've performed relative to previous years and where we're sort of falling behind. I think these reports are very useful. Now, they are mostly internally facing, but they are limited versions that are externally facing for the public as well. And they really help the commission focus as we monitor our workload and helps the chair and the vice chair and all the commissioners sort of home in on what are the most pressing matters before us. There's a problem though, and the problem is that as they're currently being compiled, these reports are not accurate. There are inaccuracies or problems with how they're put together. They list cases in the wrong place or in the wrong categories, and they misstate what some of the cases' statuses are. And as a result of doing that, they skew some of our statistics and skew some of the lists we have. They're inaccurate for, I think, a specific reason, which is that they don't account for a particular category of cases that we have at the commission. Ones that in my memo I've called zombie cases, but that others refer in the building as split but not closed cases that sort of defy the existing categories in these reports. For those who aren't familiar, these are cases where the commission has considered and deliberated on a case in executive session and a closed session. We have voted on the merits of all the issues in the case and failed to generate the necessary 4 votes under our statute to resolve the case. And then further, we don't have 4 votes to close the file and to make the matter public. So as a result, these cases that have been fully adjudicated just sort of hang around the commission, right? Like a zombie. They've been resolved internally, they're done, but they're stuck in the agency and they're not made public because a group of commissioners refuses to allow us to inform the parties and the public about the outcome. So, over the last few years, especially this year, this category of cases, of split but unclosed cases, has grown a lot. Since the beginning of the year, as my office calculated, it's grown 225%. And as that number continues to grow, these cases become harder and harder to keep track of. And they are going to make our reports more and more inaccurate and make the statistics look worse and worse and worse, I think, in an unjustifiable way. So, the fact of the matter is just that our enforcement reports aren't designed for this. They was never contemplated that we would need to keep track of this kind of case. As a result, we have in the reports as they stand today, cases that have been fully adjudicated that end up in parts of the report that are just wrong and where they don't belong. So for example, I think it's inaccurate to put a case that the commission has fully deliberated on and voted on in a category of cases titled cases pending without a commission vote for 12 months. But that's what we do. There are cases in that category that have been voted on, and yet we hold them in the statistics of cases that haven't been voted on. So the result is just these inaccuracies. It also becomes, frankly, more difficult to track these split but unclosed cases with on a regular basis, especially as the number grows. And so to address this, that's my amendment. It's very simple. It just creates a new category in our quarterly enforcement reports to better track these cases. It brings these cases out of the incorrect categories, lists them in a new category. This helps improve the accuracy of the reports. It helps improve the accuracy of our statistics. It helps us, again, keep track of these things over time, especially as there are more of them. And I mean, that's pretty much the sum of the amendment. I think it's fairly uncontroversial. I won't speak for them. They can comment if they'd like. The Office of General Counsel, I think, though, has indicated that this would, on net, likely be a helpful change and not overly burdensome for them to track as they compile these reports for us. It doesn't implicate any confidentiality issues. And in my view, it would really improve the usefulness of this of these reports. I also understand the Office of General Counsel has suggested a slight wording change to my amendment regarding the nature of the votes and how we categorize these cases. And I'll incorporate that tweak to the language in a motion to adopt this. And I appreciate their review and help on this. So that's the sum of my presentation. I appreciate all my colleagues' attention.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooksey. There any discussion regarding the memorandum or the statements made today? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was such a funny comment, Commissioner Cooksey, when you said, oh, this is completely uncontroversial. You know that's not true. You know that's not true. This is just a reprise of the policy statement that our colleagues offered a few weeks ago, and I expect that it will meet the same result. And then who knows, in a few weeks, we'll get a new document. First, we had a policy statement, then we had a directive. This goes to a fundamental disagreement about when a case is done. And you know, you say, well, you're done with it, so therefore the case is done. Well, maybe other commissioners aren't done with it. I don't agree with your categorization. I'm not going to repeat everything that I said at the last time this topic came up. Your 225% scare number. I appreciate that you also acknowledge that that's 13 cases. So it is not, the sky is not falling. There are plenty of cases that continue to be closed. And continue to be closed with my vote, even this very week. I appreciate your invocation of Justice Brandeis' commitment to sunlight. I will remind you of that the next time we have a dark money case. I will not be able to support the motion. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Any further comment or discussion from colleagues?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Walter?
Sir, welcome. Good look at and approving what we're doing. And I've been interested in that for some time. There's also another matter in a motion that I've prepared and it's on file. I decided to pull that because I wanted to be able to consider the other motion that's on file as well. And then I realized now that motion was not held up and it's before us today for consideration. But in any event, I think there's work to be done in that area and some others as well, as pointed out in the draft that I prepared. So my suggestion is that perhaps we could meet and see if we can get some agreement on some of these points. But it's premature for me to support it today.
Thank you, Commissioner Walter. I appreciate the weigh-in and feedback of all colleagues. I also appreciate that the startup Commissioner Cooksey thanked Commissioner Walther because I was on your staff when you created this list. And I'm going to call out your former counsel, Tom Anderson. We had many, many hours going through this. And I thank Tom for helping me more times over as we were preparing this for you. I do see the purpose of the quarterly reports, but I see that this is just, if the intent is to help staff already has access to all of this information and is well aware of everything. If this is an attempt to highlight things for outside people outside of the building, then I think the efforts today or previous efforts have accomplished that. But I'm concerned about the possibility I'm concerned about reverse engineering. There's a purpose of redacting these reports to make sure that the public is not able to break the confidentialities that we're bound to. And there's already a level of redaction that still presents concerns to me that it makes it possible. I think by doing something further or adding this category, I think that we're risking it even more so. So based on that and some of the comments, I'm not at a place to support the motion today, but I do understand from Commissioner Walther that there is a desire to maybe look at it a little bit further. So I'm not sure how I take that, if that was a request to hold over or if there is a willingness to hold over. I look at Commissioner Cooksey.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Traynor.
I want to thank Commissioner Cooksey for bringing this forward. And I want to thank Commissioner Walther for having created Directive 68. I think it is very informative to the public about what the commission is doing. And I think that Commissioner Cooksey's proposal does nothing more than shed more sunshine on the activities that are going on inside the commission. These proceedings are already cloaked and guarded enough as it is to where even the complainants and the respondents aren't really fully informed of what the commission is doing with the cases that we deal with. And so I think just giving them some modicum of understanding of what the commission is doing is very helpful for the public whom we all work for to know that the commission is in fact doing its job. I also think that putting this particular category of cases in our status reports would allow us to know what cases we need to go back and review. My understanding is that these cases are, as Commissioner Weintraub said, she doesn't think that these cases are finished and that there's still work to be done on these cases. And so I think it's important for the commission to know what those cases are, how many there are, and if and when any of those cases will be revisited. Because as I said last time, of the cases that we've handled since I've been on the commission that would fit into this category, we have not revisited those and we have not had further discussion on those. So if the purpose of holding these cases in a zombie status is to continue to work on them, I think it's important for us to know that. And I think it's important for us to be able to look and see how many of those cases we have and figure out whether or not we can resolve those. So with that, I will obviously be supporting Commissioner Cooksey's amendment to Directive 68, and I'm prepared to make a motion to move adoption of it at the appropriate time.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. I do have one question. Where do we stop? Because I'm looking on the website where we have the redacted ones right here, and it's pages and pages of blank. So I'm not sure how helpful, but one of the points that I noted is the column also has held over. And do we get to the point where we start adding who's holding things over, or is that worthy for the public to know about as well? And I'd like to suggest that we use another term besides zombie, because we do have zombie packs. And I think it's a great little catchphrase for all of us out here that are fans of The Walking Dead, which would include myself, and that's my pop thing for the day. But it just seems like it's an effort to just try to get someone to tag it into the paper, and it's not really, I think, helping the issue that we're here. But if we want to look at really amending Directive 68 to help the public understand how things are happening, one of the things that I thought was super helpful is that Commissioner Welker had a held over, and we can look at some of these cases that have held over dates for years. Do we start looking at saying what commissioners requested to hold over or what caucus might have requested to hold over?
Senator?
Yes, Commissioner Cookson.
Well, thank you. I think I can respond to that, and I can respond to some of the things Commissioner Weintraub said as well. I mean, I think obviously Chair would like to submit her own amendments to Directive 68. I love the opportunity to have those and discuss those. I think, and we could have a discussion with OGC about whether that additional information would need to be redacted or not be. I think, you know, again, the bottom line or the most important thing, and this goes to Commissioner Weintraub's point, is that what I haven't heard is any denial or explanation that these reports are accurate. That they, I don't know if any of my colleagues disagree with my statement that cases in which the commission has voted should not be in a category that says matters pending before the commission for 12 months without a vote. I'm not sure I've heard anyone who says that's correct. That's the right category that should be. Maybe Commissioner Weintraub's raising her hand. Maybe she thinks it should be in a list of categories, matters pending before the commission without a vote. I think that's wrong. I think that's misleading. I think in statistics that say that have cases pending before the commission, I think that makes them look like we're not doing our jobs. I understand Commissioner Weintraub thinks 13 cases is a small number. I'm sure I can find 13 respondents who don't think it's a little deal that their cases are still hanging around the commission and that they haven't been told about the outcome of it. And I think it's just mostly an internally facing change. I mean, ultimately, yes, there will be a list, a blank list with just numbers in a left-hand column under this in the public-facing version of this document. But really, it's to help us keep track of this again, growing number of cases. As we've talked about in the past, some of these cases that are still around, the statutes of limitations have run. It's boggling to me that we can't close these cases and move on. Even if we disagree about what the underlying merits were, it's over. And as Commissioner Traynor said, you know, I think there are offices that keep internal running lists of these matters. We can burden the already overly burdened secretary's office, I guess, to find these matters. But, you know, if we can just keep a running list internally, keep track of the circumstances of these cases, I just think it would help us work more efficiently. So, I mean, if there's an alternative to try to make these reports more accurate, I'm certainly open to it. But I think I haven't heard any denial or any explanation that says that as we are currently compiling these cases, this is a good way to do it. We shouldn't change it. This is the right presentation of this information. I've talked to Commissioner Walther offline about his Directive 68 proposal. I'm very interested in that. I don't know. I would have to defer to him whether he's asking to hold this over. If he's not asking, I would like to vote on it. But if he's asking, I'll always respect another commissioner's request to hold something over. But ultimately, this is just a small incremental change to make our reports less inaccurate, maybe affirmatively accurate, so that we inside the building and to a small extent those outside the building know what we're actually doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooksey. Any further commissioner discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Weldon.
Thank you. Yes, I'm. When we put that document together and you and Tom worked so assiduously for so long, and probably there was some mumbling in the directed against where I was sitting, but nevertheless, but it got done, and I'm proud about it, and I think it's maybe less helpful than I would have hoped. To address the one issue on the here the length of time that was important to me then was to say, all right, this matter is before the commissioners now. It's been voted upon. It can be voted. It's been voted upon by all the other entities. All that is necessary to be done is to call a meeting and have a vote. And that to me was designed so that there would be enough, you can call it shame or disgruntlement or whatever it is, to actually make us do what we're supposed to do without this information, and that is accurately and quickly vote. And so we still don't do that. And obviously, it's not working for that reason. I have some proposals to make, and I have one that's not included yet, but I want to include it by the time we vote on my suggestions. I'd be tickled to work with the, Commissioner Cooksey or anybody else to, maybe we could meld these, maybe we can't, but to take another look at maybe tightening that column, or maybe adopting the proposal that's is presented now. But I promise that we won't be asking you to do any of the new column business.
Thank you. I appreciate that. thank you for the comments, Commissioner Walther. I think we need some clarification. Commissioner Cooksey would like a vote on this motion, and of course we want to proceed with that, but I understood that you were asking to hold this over for additional consideration. So if you could just clarify for the commission, are you requesting to hold over? Or are you prepared to move forward today?
No, I request a hold over.
Okay.
There's one other aspect that I want to add to it when it comes to vote.
Okay. With that request to hold over, Commissioner Cooksey, I appreciate your being willing to hold this over for the next meeting. We will have it scheduled for our next open meeting. And hopefully we can move this forward. And there has been a significant outpour of commissioners willing to work together to work on some resolutions. So let's move towards that.